The Ghana Immigration Service, GIS, says it will fully implement the Immigration Amendment Act 2012, Act 848, passed last year to deal with criminals who engage in migrant smuggling and human trafficking across the country's borders. The service says it will leave no stone unturned in its mandate to reduce the increasing number of people who indulge in these practices. Speaking at a seminar organized for the media on countering human smuggling and other irregular migration in Accra, Assistant Director of Immigration and Upper West Regional Commander Lord Fifa said Ghana is recognized as a country of origin, transit and destination for these migrants and smugglers, and this calls for elaborate and preventive measures to curb the menace. Babo too was part of the seminar and now reports.
In December 2010, the European Union gave a grant to the Ghana Immigration Service, GIS, to implement a three-year action program dubbed Countering Human Smuggling and Other Irregular Migration under a program on migration and asylum. The program is to build the capacity of GIS and its partner agencies like the media to use information gathering and intelligence and skills to effectively tackle irregular migration. Media personnel at this year's seminar were taking through human smuggling in Ghana, trafficking, smuggling and its effects, and the Immigration Amendment Law 2012. Assistant Director of Immigration, Lord Efrifa, who spoke on the Immigration Amendment Law, first explained details of the law and believes with concerted efforts from the media, the issue of migrant smuggling and human trafficking will be reduced.
Migrant smuggling is defined as the facilitation of the unlawful entry or departure of a person into or out of Ghana for a material benefit. And we put the emphasis on material benefit that the person who facilitated the illegal entry or the illegal departure should have gained without chance of money or other benefit. For migrant smuggling, the law that has been passed says that on conviction you can be fined between 7,500 Ghana cedis and 15,000 Ghana cedis, or a term of imprisonment of not less than 5 years and not more than 10 years, or to both. This is a new law. A lot of people don't even know about, so that people will know that it's an offense. If you engage in it, you can be fined seriously or you can be imprisoned, so that it minimizes the incident.
He said the service has also established a document fraud expertise center, which is currently operational. It has machine to screen and check document fraud as a way of discouraging fraudulent activities.
Babo to reporting.